Yo, what's going on, everyone? It's your boy Drappin' Loot, aka the Bolo Tie Bandit, aka Steve.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Brandon, aka Philip. Don't Cry Me a River, aka Juggernaut. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, and it's me. No funny name. It's Ken. Hey. Oh, yo, it's your boy. Sorry, I messed that up.
Yeah, you did really mess that up. We're here with Noobcast 35. Glad to have you guys here. And it's pretty fucking awesome that it's number 35, man. We're just piling on. Keeps getting better every time. We got 35. Yeah, 35. Can you believe that, man? Where has the time gone?
I don't even know.
Has the time gone? Yeah, seems like setting. Just yesterday it was, 18, 21. Now it's 35, man. We're straight up old and haggard.
Nah, man. Start redirecting my life. Start saving for retirement. Podcast retirement.
Yeah, Nowadays, I just listen to podcasts by the fire with a whiskey. Soaking in all the memories, man. But, so we're here with 35. And, there's actually some pretty big news we got to talk about, because the consoles have now been out for a couple months and we're starting to get some sales figures and we're starting to see how things are doing. And the big news is Sony just announced the other day they've sold 4.2 million consoles, which is, pretty good numbers considering when it came out and the fact that it's only been, 2 months? Maybe a little, 2 months.
Yeah.
Microsoft also released their sales numbers, and they did this right before, literally the day before Sony. So,
Xbox didn't release. Microsoft didn't give the numbers before Sony. Sony came afterwards. Sony totally just decided to trump them.
Well, Microsoft's doing pretty good though. They sold.
They are, but it's funny because Sony and Microsoft's like, yeah, we did 3.1. Eat that, suckers. That's like not even without throughout the world, because they still have yet to release it everywhere. And yet Microsoft. Sony's like, you know what? That's great. Here's 4.2.
Right.
Chips in the middle of the table.
Well, yeah. Microsoft, number one, hasn't been released in a lot of Europe yet. I mean, 3.1 to Sony's 4.2. Actually, considering the $100 price difference, I would say
pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking close. Yeah, I'm pretty surprised with how many consoles Microsoft has pushed. Because I kind of thought it would be like a 2-to-1 type thing, but it's really not. I mean, Microsoft seems to. I don't know if it's because they've just had more consoles, maybe less demand, but more consoles. Who knows?
Oh, I think that's that definitely has something to do with it.
Right.
I mean, because you couldn't find a PS4 this holiday season, at least where we live.
Yeah.
And Xbox Ones, though, you could easily find.
Right, right. So what do you think? I mean, what do you think about these numbers? I know it's very early, but do you kind of agree that Microsoft's actually not doing too bad?
I think relative to where a lot of people thought they were going to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone thought when
they would be dead in the water.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the figures definitely show that that is not the case. And I think when you look at the price points and stuff, people were saying, that $100, it's really going to turn the tide. But, I mean, seriously, $400 or $500, it's basically the same thing.
After taxes, especially.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that all the pre-orders, everything that was pushing up to it, leading up to this whole moment where everyone was saying that Microsoft or whatever. I don't know. I felt that Microsoft be just okay. Should they be just fine? And I think they've done pretty well. And with the aftermath and giving it about 2 months so far, I think people like the Xbox One more for two reasons. One, they actually have games to play on it. That's always fun. And two, that Xbox TV, the Xbox, I guess, Kinect 2, the way it sets up in your living room, you can kind of talk to it. I mean, I know you can kind of do that, I guess, with the PS4, but not the way that it's so simple. It seems so right. It's like what the Jetsons have, and that's what the Xbox One kind of offers. And so I think people recognize that. I think it's been doing pretty good.
Yeah. What do you think, Ken? I know you actually have the Xbox One. Can you tell us a little bit about your experiences?
Well, my experience,
if you have any.
Yeah. I mean, I went online, played some Killer Instinct, got my ass handed to me, and that's been my experience.
Did you download any characters, or you just have Jago?
Jago. No, I'm still with Jago. I mean, you know, I just wrote a review of Killer Instinct. By the way, that game is fantastic.
Do you like it?
Oh, it's so good. I mean, you played it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it. It's I think it's fun. It's chaotic. It's not hectic. It's just there's a lot going on, and I think there's a lot of metagames within it.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, here's a good question, Bob. Did you go to the dojo mode?
No, I did not go to dojo.
Dojo. So the dojo mode is its training mode, and instead of just showing you, you know, like how to do an Endocuitin or Tiger Fury or whatever, it shows you how to do all the special moves. It shows you how to do ultras. It shows you how to do shadow moves, shadow linkers, linkers, openers, meaty hits. Like, it goes into so much detail about, like, fighting game mechanics in general, and then specifically the fighting game mechanics of Killer Instinct, and when not only what different techniques are, like combo breakers and shadow breakers and all that stuff, but in what situations you use them in.
Gotcha.
And I think, like, when you look across the board for reviews on Killer Instinct, that's the thing that gets people so excited about it. So, like, you know, we all played Killer Instinct back in the day, and if you pick up the new Killer Instinct, you won't be able to do combo breakers, because I believe, correct me if I'm wrong here, guys, I believe in the old ones, it was like you had to do a person's move and then match that strength to whatever hit was being hit to you.
Or was it like something, maybe like a string or something like that? You had to follow the string correctly?
I think, like, you know, for Orchid, for instance, you had to, like, it was like, you know, back and then forward plus kick. And then you had to match the kick. I think for Jago, it was like, you know, he had to do his dragon punch. He had to match the strength. But in this one, it's just you match the strengths to it.
Mm.
And at first, you're like, oh, okay, well, that's different. But the cool thing is, when you don't hit that combo breaker, you get hit with what's called a lockout. And you can't put in any more combo breaks, like, during that time, for one. And then for two, if the person who's comboing you recognizes the lockout, which it's hard not to recognize it because the person says lockout, then you can do an additional combo and then get back into the flow of your old combo. So, I mean, I'm not going to make this whole rant about Killer Instinct, but it's a really fantastic game.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was thinking that belongs in the cabinet in the mall, because that has, like, enough sound. Could you imagine that coming out of, like, the speaker hiding behind the wooden cabinet, just, like, pumping out, like, breaker, and like it just has all it's pretty chaotic. That's not the word I want to use.
No, it's chaotic. Busy. Yeah, I mean it's really cool. I mean, like, you do a combo breaker and then you can do like a counter breaker to break somebody's combo into, like, you know, all this nonsense. But I will say, on the whole, like, Xbox feel, those new triggers are so sensitive, and you really feel it when you're playing games like Killer Instinct, where, you know, like, you have to do, like, two punches or something. And
if you breathe on
them, you breathe on that trigger, Bo, and it's just, you know, you're pushing the button. But yeah, I'm digging
it. And also, I'm sorry to interrupt you, and also just the directional pad is a lot better than Xbox 360.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm playing Killer Instinct with it. I love it. I'm not, right now, truth be told, I do have my 360 hooked up to the Xbox One via the HDMI, not because I ran out of HDMI ports on the receiver, but just because it's really convenient. I mean, and right now, you know, I'm using my 360 to play TV, because TV on the Xbox... See, that's the thing, right? It's like the TV on the Xbox One, it's not like, oh, if you're subscribed to Verizon or you're subscribed to Comcast, just put in your information and bam, you have TV.
Right.
Like, at the best, it's kind of like you know, what was happening in the old system, like, where you have, like, these different channels, you know? Like, you know what I mean, Steve?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was almost like a cable box, the way we were messing around with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so, yeah, that's what you... I mean, you're pretty much just going through it, but you're not using it... you know, you're not using it the same way I think they intend people to use it. Because you don't have the cable box. It's not like you're running through it with, your Xbox One box.
Right.
It is nice that you can just go, you know, Xbox, Killer Instinct, Xbox, ESPN, and you can go back and forth, and it's seamless. It'll, like, pause your game, you go right back to it whenever you want.
Steve, did you pick up any systems this season?
No, I haven't yet. I think I'm going to, I'm waiting just a little bit. I mean, my PC, I upgraded my PC. I got, you know, a 100, whatever, $70, $80 new video card. So
not enough time in this world to share time with League of Legends, man.
Well, you know, League of Legends obviously is what I'm playing the most of. But, you know, I'm getting into some other games too, man. My Steam collection has grown quite nicely. So, ooh, you know, I'm probably just, for the most part, going to be playing PC for a while. But eventually, I mean, once they start releasing more exclusives, I'm going to go, get a console.
Yeah. What'd you buy for Steam? Like, except for like X-Files the game.
Well, yeah, it's really just more. I have a lot of indie games I gotta play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing too. Like, you know, I was really on the fence, to be honest, about getting a 360, Xbox One, or PS4, because the thing is, like, right now it's like, I don't know, what do you, besides, I'm only playing Killer Instinct on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like everything else you can pretty much get on 360 and PS3 right now. And you know next season they're going to be offering bundles. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there'll be some games coming out with the system. Or at least, at the very least, they'll probably start, getting some of the old ones cheaper. And you know, that's kind of the way I've been with console gaming recently. And I don't know if this is a bad thing, but I think it's just because I realized I was starting to lag so far behind that I like to buy my games at like at least probably a $40 max price point. So when you're looking at like a brand new console, you know, unless you're just getting the DLC, the indie games or whatever on it, you're not really going to find that price point on this console yet. So if I bought the Xbox maybe later in the year, then a lot of these games that first came out for it, you know, might be down to like $30 or whatever. And I think they'll just appeal to me more because I really don't buy many games now when they're brand new because I can just wait, couple months and they'll be that much cheaper.
Shit, yeah. I mean, I waited a year. I mean, I went on a tear this holiday season.
Yeah.
Like, I really wanted to play Tomb Raider. I waited, you know, not even a year, and I bought it. I downloaded it for $20.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, that's a great fucking game, and every review has been is phenomenal for it, but I don't know if I would pay $60 for Tomb Raider these days, you know?
Well, you know,
I paid full price. I mean, that game's worth it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Well, I was looking at, like, just even in the roster list for, you know, both the systems, and I think currently Xbox One wins, I mean, with a question mark. I mean, they have, I think, probably the best game probably that I haven't played it yet, but like Dead Rising 3 is supposed to be probably like the most solid, you know, at least IP,
right?
You know, yeah, and that's, and then Rise is supposed to be okay. Then like Clank, is it Clank? Or yeah, for PS4, that's supposed to be pretty good. But for the most part, there's nothing coming out, and there's nothing out for these. And when you're looking at for what games are even coming out that seem pretty good, it seems like Sony has so many games coming out for the PS3 this year. And that's what also is kind of, it's kind of invigorating. Not invigorating. It just kind of pisses you off. It's just like, because you have, what, the Final Fantasy, I guess the 13-3 Lightning Returns, that comes out for PS3 only.
Mm-hmm.
Not PS4. And it comes out for Xbox 360 as well, but that's not going to the new systems. The Final Fantasy X Collection, that's not going to the new systems. You know, it's just, it's, there's a couple of, like, the new Grand Theft Auto, Gran Turismo. That's going to be out for PS3, you know, GT 5.
This is just the problem with early adopters. And, I mean, it's kind of always been this way. I know all of us, from pretty much all our friends, nobody had a 360 until at least, like, a year and a half after it was out.
Yeah, at least.
And if you look at it, like, what the, you know, their launch lineup was, like, Kameo was, you know, Perfect Project Dark. Gotham. Yeah, Project Gotham.
Is Halo 3 a part of the launch?
No way. Halo 3 came out way after the...
I don't know. I really don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was. I mean, you know, Halo 2 was still active for a long, long time. But, yeah, Halo 3 came out way after the system launch. So
yeah, but the thing is, you could play Halo 2 on the 360. This whole... I'm not saying backwards compatibility is a system seller, but it helps. You know, it helps transition because now you have this this whole 2014 is going to be a weird period where you have
backwards compatibility.
Well, but you know like on that point though, you know, cuz so many people get bent out of shape on it, it's not like when any of us get a new system we're going to be tossing out our old ones, cuz no. I mean, I think especially like we're pretty much like video games target demo, right? Like we grew up with video games and we're kind of like, you know, bam bam whatever. And I think when we actually had disposable income was pretty much when the last gen systems started coming out, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would wager we probably have more games for those systems, PS3 and 360, than we probably had for any system prior.
No, I agree.
Doesn't it seem like the PS3, like it's almost like they're putting so much effort in getting all, now it has a really solid list of games and the way that it's all with the PlayStation. The PlayStation Pass? I forget that membership they have, and then
PS Plus.
Yeah, PS Plus, and it seems like if you look back on it now, you're like, wow, PS3 they had a lot of games. It was a really solid system, but if you don't remember like going through it, it didn't really have like the you didn't really need a PS3 up until like the last year or two. It was really around.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
I think both consoles though took that long to ramp up.
Think 360 did.
Oh, it did. I think 360 was out very early. You got to remember that 360 came out like almost a year before the PS3, and by the time, it might have even been, when the hell? Hold on, I'm sorry.
It is about a year. You're right.
So 360 was out a long time before, and it really took a long time for it to be worth buying the 360, because at that time the PS2 was still crushing it. So I mean, this kind of happens with every
fair
system.
Fair enough,
right? But no, you know, I mean, like, I kind of agree with you, Bubba. I mean, I think like because hell, I had at least two, if not three, PS3s that I sold back, and for me, it was always like, well, you know, what game am I going to get for it? And for the longest time, it was the God of War, you know, saga.
Yeah,
and then
If you wanted to play the Nathan Drake games.
Yeah, it was like Uncharted. It was like Uncharted, Infamous, God of War.
Oh my god, I want to get the new Infamous. Second Son looks so sweet. That's why PS4 looks awesome.
Yeah, but I'm saying like it was like those games where I'd always be flirting with, oh, let me get a PS3 for these few titles. But then everything else was a non-exclusive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's the thing. When you look at like 360, I mean, you had... granted, Halo 3 didn't come out at launch, but then you had Halo 3, and then like, it just exploded. Like that whole catalog became, you know, a saga of its own.
Yeah.
Gears of War. Like, once Gears started kicking in, once 2 really came out, that's when began to really hit the fan. And you could initially say Mass Effect was an IP for the 360, and then it spread out.
Well, so is Gears. I mean. Honestly, Microsoft had way better exclusives, but they were never from like their studios. They just paid a ton of money to keep it exclusive. I mean, I will say the one good thing about Sony is Sony Studios makes a lot of really good games.
They do, but they need to make more of them.
They do, but I'm Microsoft doesn't have that. They don't have like, you know, Microsoft Studios that. Pumping out a ton of good games. Yeah. I mean, I know they own Rare, but Microsoft pays for the good exclusives. They don't produce them themselves.
Now they kind of have 343 in their pocket.
Yeah, but what's 343? 343 is throwing out Halo. Yeah, and I mean, that's much Bungie leftover, you know?
Yeah, and now Bungie's going over to Destiny.
They're going to play for both sides. They're going to do it for both teams, which is smart. Go
Bungie. And I mean, it's smart for them unless Microsoft gives them like an exclusive, real expensive deal, which you know they've been known to do in the past. But yeah, all I'm saying is I do think Sony has better studios. So once if Microsoft loses a lot of these exclusives, like if Gears is coming out on both systems and you know the new Mass Effects are coming out on both systems and stuff, then I think really. We are going to be looking to PlayStation to see what they do with exclusives.
Well, you know, Naughty Dog, it's not like Naughty Dog has stayed with Sony the whole time. They've released games with Microsoft. They just, I wish they would bring back Crash, for Christ's sake. But I believe. No, not Spyro. Spyro isn't them, but Crash, they had some games come out on 360. They just have kept, like, Uncharted over on the PS3, Last of Us. You know, and actually that kind of brings me to what the PlayStation Now, PlayStation Soon is what they should call it. It's not going to come out yet. But they'll have, I guess you're able to stream, I guess, PS1, 2, and 3 games from your PS4. You'll actually be able to play Last of Us, a downloadable copy, or at least like a rental, whatever.
I mean, how much is this going to cost? Does anyone have
People are thinking that it's, I don't know, people are throwing around ideas like maybe like $1 a title, like $1 a day. People are throwing out maybe like $10 a month. But what everyone pretty much agrees on is that Sony did not come out with pricing. When asked, they were like, yeah, I'll get back to you on that. So you can almost bet it's going to be in addition to PS Plus, if not like another tier of PlayStation Plus, you know, like you know, Platinum or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way it's going to be free. We know that
for
damn sure. But yeah, it's like, is it going to be on game basis? Are you just going to be buying stream time? Are you going to have unlimited stream time? Because, you know, if this turns out to be a big hit, I mean, and you know as much as I do, the fucking server cost for this is going to be ridiculous, dude. It's going to be fucking ridiculous. Like, there's
no
way.
It's supposed to be like a video game version of Netflix. That's what it's supposed to come down to.
Streaming a game has to be way more complex than just streaming video. I mean,
I would totally agree. Here's the problem with it too, and this is a potential thing that may complicate it all, is that your inputs, I mean, you're essentially going from your controller, putting in inputs for, you know, like Last of Us, going to a server, and then it's going to shoot back to your console, which will very well cause like a delay. So it won't be like an honest...
People are saying it's not bad, though, Bubba.
Huh?
Like, people who've been playing it at CES have been saying the lag is not that bad.
Yeah, I imagine you would get pretty used to it.
They're saying, like, yeah, you get used to it. A lot of people are really impressed with it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that'll be the... I'm just saying it's never everything's perfect. It's, you know...
Yeah.
It's just... I mean, I'm like, just scared to see it once this like goes out, you know? Yeah. And that might trip it. I mean, if that happens, that'll sabotage the whole thing. But if not, then that's pretty cool. It's interesting because, like, PlayStation Plus, like when Xbox had the gold member, when they were giving you all of the games, you actually, like, Sleeping Dogs, you download it, that's yours, you know? With PlayStation Plus, you don't own the rights to these games. You're just given the ability to play all these games.
Mm. Whoa, is that for real?
Yeah. Your PlayStation Plus membership cuts out, you no longer, like, if you were to download...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So they give you, let's say they give you Street Fighter Alpha 3 for free, or Final Fantasy 7. Once your Plus membership is done, you can't play it offline.
Sure, but in fairness, too, I guess, like, the other side of that is...
It's a really good deal. It's $50 a year.
I think up until, like, the last two games for Xbox Live that they've released free, I forget what came before Sleeping Dogs. I mean, the free game thing was being panned universally. Like, people were just laughing at it compared to the games that you're getting on PS Plus.
Oh, I agree. I completely... There was, I think, the two-month stretch, like, November. I think maybe it was October, November, December. Like, they had to really, like, shoot them all. Like, shoot the robots or something.
Shoot all robots, which is decent. Yeah. But, you know, it's not... It just doesn't compare to the ones that you're getting on
PS Plus. Doesn't have the cachet.
Yeah.
When they came out with it and they started off with Halo 3 and Assassin's Creed 2, I mean, that's nice. But you're a gamer, you probably had it.
Yeah.
It was
a little old at the time.
Like, I downloaded Dead Rising 2. I didn't play it, but I mean, that game is just beyond. You know, it's kind of old. But I think Sleeping Dogs, I think if you're going to poo-poo it all, I think it's all worth it for one title, and that's Sleeping Dogs.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah, for sure. But I don't know.
You know, you guys can poo-poo other stuff all you want. You know, as Sony is, they're leading the world currently, at least, and that's what they're showing off in sales. Who knows in actual, like, money. But PS4, I guess, sold about 4.2. Xbox, they're saying about 3.1, but the Wii U is right there with Xbox One. It's done about 3 million years.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're right.
Hey, you can. I'm just saying it's staying
Bubba,
with.
How long has the Wii U been out?
Exactly.
That's fine. That is totally worth it. But this is showing that the Wii U has been gaining traction. It's not. I know it's been out for a full year, but it's when you had the two systems come out, it's not like it was completely ignored. I mean, this is the Wii U is staying along with it.
Okay,
now,
so the Wii U has sold about 4 million units in a year. Let's come back at the end of around November and see what the PS4 has sold in a year. Because I guarantee it's going to be around 10 million. You know, it's going to be probably three times the amount that Wii U has sold worldwide.
As much of a shitstorm. A lot of people are like, the Wii U was a horrible idea. In many ways. For example, the name. Because when people who don't know what a Wii U is, they just thought it was an extra controller you bought for your Wii.
Yeah.
They don't know. The campaign's been horrible. But they had a couple of good games come out. They'll have some more come out. I was looking at some of the date. Some of the games are going to come out in the next year. I think the list is less than 10.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And I know, like, Sega won't put out a game for it. I just saw, like New Gamer Nation had a story about that. Like, Sega opted not to put a game for it. Of course, EA is not going to do it, but EA doesn't even put games for the Vita at this point. EA's, in a way, they've been kind of not shrinking. They've been focusing on different objects. They don't seem like they just push as many games that they used to. At least they've slowed down since, I guess, new ownership has gone through.
Yeah.
I think the Wii U, I think it says something that they're staying along with it and, yeah, I know they have a year head start, but they're still ahead of the Xbox One at this point, which is, it's saying something. It's saying something. It's not, they're just an afterthought. I think they're doing better than people would want to give them credit for.
I don't know.
You don't want to give them the credit, but.
Well, I mean, I remember what people were saying about the Wii, that like Nintendo would come out and say, oh, wow, you know, we have all these Wiis in people's homes. But then you look at the next report that said, you know, how many games people had bought for the system, and it was like zero or one, because everybody just stayed with Wii Sports and all that. I know that I've had some time with the Wii U that we bought for the kids, and, you know, we tried to update that thing, and it updated forever.
Yeah, what
it
did,
would be one of those, like,
what,
you know,
what did Lucas say?
He said, Dada, the Wii U lies. Because the little marker would come up and it would say 2 minutes left, and then it would just hang there, and then it would progress a little bit and then say like 4 minutes left. And I swear, like halfway through the system update, I looked at Julie and I said, hey, Julie, do you think I can unbox the Xbox One, turn it on, system update it, and be playing a game faster than the Wii U, which already had, you know, I guess like a year head start. And
that's a year's more worth of updates, I guess.
Xbox One beat it hands down. It was close though, but that's with honestly probably a 3-minute head start on the Wii U.
Yeah.
I mean, and like the thing is too, like I remember everyone talking about, oh wow, it's so slow to go from like menu to menu. And I know like I was talking to this guy on Twitter about it too, because I was just tweeting like, oh my gosh, the system update's taking forever. And he was like, oh, just wait for the update. The menus go so much faster. And, like, Steve, I remember, like, when, you know, in last generation, and you would always say that the PS3's menu is so much faster than Xbox's.
Yes.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you had to switch between menus on the Wii U, you would just kill yourself. Like, it's the worst thing ever.
It's worse than the Xbox?
It's like you push something, like, if you're going to go home, and, it like, something will come up on, like, the gamepad saying, like, home, and you just, like, look at it.
Oh, jeez.
And it just, like, takes forever. It's, I don't know, man. Like, the only game that we have on it, I think, is Nintendo Land and Sonic Lost World, of which I've not played either, because I just dealt with that system update, and I just looked at kids play stuff. But, yeah, I don't know, you know, I don't know what I would get for the system.
Do your kids like it?
Do the kids like it? Well, we got them Sonic Lost World. Well, we got Sonic Lost World on GameFly, and I don't remember the last time they played that. But honestly, I had to take video games away because they were running around the house and like causing my wife to lose sleep because she works a night shift. So I took away video games for a hot second. So they haven't played it for a while. But before that, all they were doing was playing Lego Marvel on 360. And oh, they were playing Skylanders for a hot second on the Wii U, but that was about it. No, they were playing Marvel Super Heroes on 360, Injustice on 360. And I'm sure you could play those on Wii U too, but yeah, that's what they were playing.
I would say 3D World is probably like the one game I bet you they would just love.
I think they were Cat Brothers.
They were, but I didn't buy that game because, you know, the decision to get a Wii U kind of came late in the holiday season. And then I was still like, there's no games for it. So I was like, you know what? I can just freaking rent Super Mario Cat Brothers and then they can play it later. You know what I mean?
We have to admit the Wii U actually has a bigger catalog than the PS4, the Xbox One. And I mean, I know. Because they actually have games on the Wii, which is
it's been out for a year.
I know.
Bubba, I feel like you're thinking the system just came out like 2 months ago. Everything you're saying, like, oh, the sales are right up with it. It has more games. It's like,
you know what? I'm just saying, there's you guys want to nail the coffin. You want to put the nails in the coffin so quickly, and I just don't think it's
the system. I mean, dude, that was a laughable statement. And the other system just came out.
That's fair. That's fair enough.
I would love.
I'm just saying. You're saying there's no games to buy for it, which there are games for it to buy, but
no. I would love to see what the Wii U. I'm pulling up a list of the Wii U launch titles right now. Oh, you know, and they actually they have I think like 30 launch titles for the Wii U when it came out, which is I don't know. I'm guessing like 20 more than PS4 or Xbox One. Yeah. So advantage Wii U.
Well, the thing is, there's going to be a lot more third-party games produced for... I mean, EA is going to make games for Xbox One and PS4.
They're sure. I mean, I guess the second part of that sentence, Steve, was even though the Wii U launched with 30 games, I think their catalog is up to, 75 now? And every day a new company comes out and it's like, nah, not going to do a game for it.
Yeah.
Hardware sucks.
And that was after the last year, after this holiday boom... After some of the dust settles a little bit, maybe there's a little hope that someone else outside of Ubisoft will make games for it.
You know what? To be honest, like I think Steve's right. You're going to see third parties and stuff do stuff for Wii U. But the problem is that Nintendo's not going to be able to get around. And this is what's already happening. And the new consoles haven't been out for 2 months, is that the new consoles are so much more powerful than the Wii U. No developer in their right mind would spend any time dumbing down their title to put it on the Wii U. Like, it doesn't make any... I mean, what, they're going to commit, I don't know, like $500 million, $2 million of production budget to take their title and put it on a system that doesn't have... That's not in anybody's homes. Like, it doesn't make sense. They're not doing it.
I mean, that's why EA dropped. I mean, if EA can make money off making games for the Wii U, obviously they would, but they just didn't see it in their...
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. EA's been... It seems like they're a little bit different, though. It seems like they're becoming a little more shrewd on what they do.
Well, I mean, it's not just EA. It's other companies, too. But, like, even... Like, let's just take us. Like, I have the Wii U, I have the Xbox, and I'll probably get the PS4 at some point, too. If a game is going to come out for any of those three systems, and this is me, target demo, Ken over here, why in the world would I buy it for Wii U?
I know, it's true. Unless they find a way to really enhance your game experience with that gamepad, I don't know. You buy the game, you know, it seems like the Wii U is like the...
The redheaded stepchild.
You do it.
Sorry, man.
You do it for Zelda. You know, you're like, I'll buy it because I think Zelda's gonna be really good. But then you're gonna buy an Xbox One because you know, hey, those gonna be really good. And you know, PS4 is gonna have a really good.
Well, I mean, God of War. I would have bought a Wii U if I thought Zelda was gonna be really good for it. But unfortunately, there is no Zelda game coming out for it except for Zelda Dynasty Warriors, which looks horrible.
Fuck that. Yeah.
No, it does look.
They're gonna make one. They're gonna have one, but they haven't said shit about it yet.
I don't. You know what? To be honest, I don't know that they are gonna do Jackola. They have shown me that they're not going to do anything with, like, that's the thing, right? So, like, online-wise, I'm not going to buy a game on Wii U. Gamepad-wise, you get second screen experiences from Xbox for sure now. I think you get them from PS4. I think they're coming out. Oh, with the PS Vita. I'm an idiot. Yep.
You've got to walk away with it, you know?
Yeah, with the Vita, like, I don't know what the selling point is for the Wii U. Like, to why in the world would you get a game for Wii U if you could get it for another system?
I think the major thing has got to be for the children. You know, because it's a pretty kid-friendly catalog. That's got to be one of the biggest things about it. And then, really, when it comes down to it, it's Nintendo fanboys, which, you know,
they're dropping, though. They're dropping like flies, I think. I
mean, yeah. We all want Nintendo to be successful. They're just doing all these stupid things.
Yeah, I think the Nintendo fanboys are dropping. I mean, honestly, if this isn't a wake-up call for Nintendo, I don't know if they're ever going to have one, because their sales are fucking hurting. They went about the Wii U completely the wrong way.
Agreed.
I mean, they had an opportunity. It's not like they released... I mean, granted, they released a year before, but, you know, they knew what was going to happen. So they put out a system that's, like, what, arguably as strong as the 360 and PS3?
Well, stronger than the PS3 and the 360. It's
not
it's
by
stronger
much,
than,
man. Not by much. And it
no,
does
it
not hold a candle to the PS4 and the Xbox One. I mean, those systems are really, you know, pretty much hardware-wise... What, they're pretty much side by side, right?
Yeah, I think pretty much.
You know, it's funny because, you know, I really, like, the PS4 is, I think, going to be a fantastic system. But when you really stack it up to the other two, really just the other, I guess really you can say really the other one. I mean, you can't, it's funny watching Sony operate with the PS4 in a way they seem so tied to what Nintendo has done. And they seem to be so, I don't know, they're so observant and try to follow what Nintendo's done in a silly way. Like, they make the Vita almost like the tablet. I mean, they followed up with, like, that Wii Nunchuck, like, PS4 move thing. But when you break it down, the PS4 is really just a hardcore gaming machine. While, yeah, like, when you have a difference between the 1 and the 4, great naming, by the way. I still hate those names, except for the PS4. The Xbox One is, like, a great addition to your living room, right? Mm-hmm. While the PS4 just plays really kick-ass games. And so, I mean, if you're going to buy one system to really change your household, I'd probably just get the Xbox One. But for me, I'm not in that same vein. But I think the Xbox One's probably going to be the better out of all three of them. But the sales are currently going to Sony. And Nintendo Wii U is right there for whatever reason. It's at least hanging on. At least from this last Christmas.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bubba, and this is just my personal opinion, which obviously differs very much from yours. I gave up on Nintendo about... No, hold on. I'm being serious here. Because I was the only one with the... and we've already gone over this a couple times. I was probably the only one with the GameCube, and that was my main system. I bought the GameCube before I had the PS2. And before I had the Xbox. So when it came to that gen, and, you know, back in those days, I wasn't making shit for money, so I could only buy one system at a time. I put all my eggs in the GameCube basket, and that was pretty much what killed my love with Nintendo, because that was a mistake. It was a mistake. I mean, compared to the PS2, it was a fucking... I mean, PS2 is a legendary system.
Yeah.
GameCube is a very forgettable, more or less... I'm going to say a trash system. I mean, it had...
Xbox original was a pretty good gateway system.
Xbox was a gateway system. I mean, they had, you know, I remember, well, Ferlin had one. So the, you know, Halo 1 was just unbelievable on that. And, you know, I think they did the thing with the four player, you know, they brought that onto the system too, which was obviously a GameCube N64 Nintendo idea. But, yeah, so that system basically ruined my opinion of Nintendo. And the reason it did is because that was when Nintendo really just stayed behind. And for the most part, they were making kid games. I mean, you couldn't get any of the adult titles that you would want to play as, like, a 20-year-old or whatever that you could get on the PS2, you couldn't get that shit on the GameCube. And while they had Smash Brothers and they had Mario Sunshine and they had Wind Waker and blah, 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 it just wasn't, you know, I'm an adult playing the system that has basically kid games. So that was what first off killed Nintendo for me. But you know what? I'll say that's not even the problem with Nintendo now. Because while Nintendo has realized that they need to target a more grown-up audience, the fact that their hardware is so laughable right now, they can't even fucking do that. They can't even do that. So now they want third-party developers to produce for their system. They want Bayonetta. They're like, you know what? You know, we're going to have Ninja Gaiden 3 on it. So, you know, they're trying to appeal to people our age, but we already have the 360, and now they're not even getting the third-party games they wanted to get back on the system because they're so far behind in hardware, they can't even do it. So it's just fucking really sad how bad they've screwed up. I think now they realize the games are more important and they want more people aside from themselves to produce games for their system, but they just put out such a bad system hardware-wise that no one's even going to do it.
I hope that at least the money they're making can put to the next system. And actually, you know, as much as I really, you know, I think you guys are right. I'm going to buy a Wii and get like the games I wanted to get. I'm going to try to find a way to get a Twilight Princess, you know, but like the GameCube version of Twilight Princess, not that fucking nunchuck version, and just, you know, get and just download a couple games on there and kind of use it as a museum piece. Because I want to go off and play the older, you know, Nintendo games, the ones for 64, GameCube, and even like, I guess,
you can get a Wii.
Did you ever play the Metroid Prime series?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, I played it.
Did you play it, or are you borrowing it?
I played it.
Yeah, I have it. They're all good.
You have a lot of games.
Echoes and Prime. I have the whole Hard Book trilogy.
Okay, well, wait, Steve, you played it though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or what'd you think? Were they good?
They were pretty good. They were really good, actually. I mean, that was probably the only first-party game that I liked on the GameCube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to get that.
I didn't like Wind Waker. I thought Wind Waker was, there was way too much fucking sailing around. It was like a kid game. Yeah, I didn't really like it, man. And Mario Sunshine, I fucking hated that, man. I thought that game was stupid.
I would want to go off and get the Metroid, I guess, whatever Metroid game. I guess
Galaxy's good.
One for GameCube.
Yeah, Galaxy's good. Mario Sunshine.
Galaxy, I would get, I guess, the Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask. I would try to find a way to get Twilight Princess. I'm probably going to pay up the ass for it, but whatever. And then,
nah, you'll be fine.
I'd probably just play like the Mario, I guess the new Super Mario Brothers. Those look good. You know, and also I really want to download Secret of Mana. It's like the only way I could find Secret of Mana is to download on the Virtual Console. Not Secret. Mm. Yeah, Secret of Mana. Because I don't want to get Legend of Mana. So, I think I'm off on buying the U for probably a while. You guys are right.
Well, you can get a Wii for like $99.
I probably can find it for cheaper.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah, for sure. That's a new Wii. You can get a new Wii for $99.
Yeah, you can find one on eBay.
I want to get a Pro Pad.
You could probably go to the dump and find one for free.
Oh,
you'll give one? Oh, that'd be, I'll take yours.
You can go to the dump, find a Wii and a CRT TV, man, probably for free.
I practically did that when I got a couple of CRTs.
How's the new CRT that you picked up? Was that better?
All right, so I went on Craigslist because I tried buying. I tried to buy CRTs because I couldn't find them.
And why are you buying
like
a CRT?
$150.
Why?
Huh?
Why are you buying a CRT?
I didn't buy one. So I, what
you
I wanted
trying to, right?
For, well, what I want to get a CRT for is that because you cannot play like a PS2 or a PS1 or a Sega Genesis on new LCD TVs.
Whoa, I mean, you can. No, that's not true.
You can, but like it's. Have you tried? It's blurry.
You get a component cord for PS2. Now Sega Genesis might be a little bit tougher, but yeah, you just get a component cord for PS2. Works out great.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, it's with like the red, blue, and green for the video, and then the red and white for audio. Yeah, we're
sure?
Great.
Because I've spoken to everyone about this, and
hey,
even looked up online.
You haven't spoken to everybody because you haven't spoken to me.
Yeah, because all right, I'll double check that. But for the meanwhile, Steve,
it's the truth.
It's the truth. All right. Well, I'll double check.
Yeah, I got one. I got one for the PS2. That's exactly what I do.
For the PS2, you can, but for Genesis, you can't. For PS1, it would look like trash anyway. Even if you were somehow. And you know, the PS2 conversion is not even good, man. It's really not. Even if you get component cables on the PS2, it still looks pretty bad.
Well, you know what? I was playing Final Fantasy. What's that, Bubba? Like 12 for like the 15th time. I played that on my big ass projector with component cords. It's all right. It was better than the Wii.
Dojis. Well, it's probably not better than CRT.
Going back to the CRT, I mean, it's like playing it like the old way. It was fun. It's treating me well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I remember when we were leaving Ken's party that we all got fucking deadly sick from. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
That was no. That was my sister-in-law.
All I know is why would you have a party?
I didn't want to have the party. My wife Julie wanted to have that party, and I said I don't want to have it because nobody's going to show up anyway, and you're boring. You never drink, and she forced me to have it. I didn't want to have it.
Well, I showed up and I got sick. All I got was sick. Well, when we left, there was a CRT outside that Bubba grabbed. Was that a better TV, Bubba?
It was. It was a better TV.
Yeah, Bubba's just like picking up CRTs that are like laying. That's fucking awesome, dude.
That could have been from my neighbor Calypso, Bubba. You better watch that.
That
might
be
drag
cursed.
You down to the grimy deep.
Oh, man, I hope not. You know, is that Calypso from Twisted Metal?
It could
no,
be.
No, that's Calypso from Pirates of the Caribbean. Who summons the Kraken and goes to J.B. Dones' locker.
You know, it's treated me just fine. I just wish I had AV inputs. But I can rock it, you know, with a
old cable input. Inputs?
Huh?
You don't have what the hell don't you have AV inputs for?
Oh, for that TV I picked up off the ground.
Holy shit, it doesn't have AV input.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, that just has the RF switch. I was like, oh okay.
My God. Well, you can use it for that Sega.
Well, no, I actually have AV inputs for the Sega, funny enough.
I wonder, is there an RF to AV to AV converter?
There
has to be.
Well, I know I know this. This is what I did on my, well, anyway, my receiver, my home theater receiver, you can plug in any input you want, and it will, it has technology in it to upstream it and just output it out the HDMI.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I only had one HDMI going to my projector, and then I could put in, you know, whatever the hell I wanted to outside of coaxial, because it didn't have any coax inputs, and then it would just go there.
Well, Bubba, I see right now there is an RCA to RF converter, but, you know, online for like $10. But you could just go to – I'm telling you, every time I go to the dump, which I do go quite a bit in Baltimore, there's a shit.
Is that what you call is that what you call the bar?
You don't have to walk too far in Baltimore.
Oh, you sons of bitches. There's always a shit ton of CRT TVs. I mean, I think I even threw away some really nice ones. I threw away one that was like the SD flat screen. There's probably a shit ton in my basement that's probably...
Your basement? Still. Wait, that's where you work out though, right?
Yep. And my two gyms.
Bubba, I'm looking on eBay right now. They got those PS2 component cords for like $4.
Well,
I'm happy with what I have for right now.
Okay. Look,
I appreciate it. No, this is good information. You know, for the one person that's listening, they'll probably find that interesting.
Hey, you know, Steve, you can lead a horse to water. Can't make him drink.
I'm telling you, man. You can teach someone how to fish, or you can buy him a fish.
Or they can pick it up at the dump. It's fine. I found a fish in front of Ken's house, and I just took the fish home.
I'm honestly not joking when I say there's a shit ton of CRTs at the dump, and there's a lot of good ones.
Because you can't get rid of them. Because once you have them,
you can't. You can't. Dude, we used to have a 32 in the basement. Remember that TV in the basement? My dad put that on Craigslist to give it away for free, and nobody
can't
came
get rid
by.
Of it.
Like, yeah, you can't even give it away for free these days.
And that's the thing. Once you need one, once you're like, or not need one, once we really want one, you kind of forget like the avenues of how people don't want these things. So you start looking up online, and if you try to buy one, they're super expensive, which is just funny. I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm going to spend money on it. I'm not going to spend $200 on a 19-inch TV a CRT.
Is that how your computer got all broke? Because you were looking at all this shady stuff to try and sell and buy CRTs. Got to stop that, man.
No comment.
Well, so
that Anton Malware works like a dream.
Good. That's awesome, man. Because I can't.
Defragged. Yo, man, I'm living in 2014.
That's good to hear, man. Because you were definitely you were running wild with those with that malware, man.
I was making some mal friends.
That's like in the old days, man. Back when I was young and stupid, I remember I was trying to find a Counter-Strike hack. And some motherfucker sent me something over ICQ, and of course it was like a backdoor right into my computer. And he just, oh my God, it was fucking terrible, dude. Like, you know, in college, you had the ladies over, and all of a sudden your background's like some awful porn. And,
yeah.
You know, like Lord knows what's on your computer. And this is like,
yeah. That happened all the time at, you know, in the dorms.
Yeah. Like,
well, it's because you would install like the straight up, like, awful programs.
I wouldn't do that. I broke into most computer. I mean, yes. I guessed the password, but I didn't install it. Like, that was everybody else, not me.
Isn't that where that's where I think what Pete put the go-go the White Ranger song on
White Ranger list. Literally was like everything that Moe's computer would do was that song. So I think it was like looping for 7 hours straight, and he had to just rip out the power cord because it was like,
in like surround sound.
Oh my God, that was so funny. Yeah. That was the best. I remember actually going to, I literally lived on that dorm floor for like 2 weeks.
Oh, everybody did. Good Lord.
And I remember staying there, and that's where they had the Dreamcast hooked up. They were playing like Virtua Tennis, whatever it was, which was fun. And we'd stay up all night and play Counter-Strike. That's all we did. That's when I found out that there's some Germans out there that don't think too keenly of Americans and generally use a lot of choice language. Oh, you're from America? Oh, word. So,
wow, the precursor to Xbox Live, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, except for, I'm not sure, they probably were like 12 years old too.
12-year-old Nazis. Well,
yeah, whatever. They were kicking my ass.
Whatevs.
Oh, man, I do miss, and I've said this many times, that, when I play League of Legends, I've been known to rage a lot. And I just remember the good old days when me and D would go to Galaxy, which was basically a LAN place. And you know what? Back then, when you raged at people, you would fucking stand up and curse them out, like, in the room. And it was just, it was great, man. It was great. There was little, shit-eating kids that would talk mad shit, and you would just stand up and fucking curse them out right to their face, man. I miss that aspect. I kind of wish in League of Legends, like, sometimes I wish I was playing at a LAN, so when people, like, did this, like, stupid-ass shit, I could just, like, get up and, like, punch them in the fucking face. For being like fucking bitches, but you can't do that. Can't do that, man. Not in today's world. Today's world, everyone's hiding behind a firewall and some kind of all kinds of shit.
What if Chlorinator? Chlorinator's got to be still alive.
Oh, that son of a bitch, dude! I'll never forget when he's fucking killing everybody, going like 20-2. He's like, I gotta get to work. And, like, he fucking leaves. And, like, literally 30 seconds later, he's, like, back online with, like, a better ping than he had in the fucking LAN center. And he's, like, playing from home. He's like, I got a little bit of time to play before going. Oh, what a fucking asshole, man. I remember he's the one, he had the dick stuck in his braces.
Yeah, he did, man. it was like floss of pubic hair. Like, just all around his fucking mouth.
Awful, awful. All right, well, you know what? We got to stop. Oh, man. If anyone has a chance to go play some games at a LAN place, you definitely need to do it. It's just a fun time.
No, that was good stuff.
And I love talking shit to people, and I love talking shit. Like I said, I'll do it in person. You know, that's one of the things with these online things is, if I ever get banned from League of Legends, I'm gonna be like, look, I shit talk. That's just the way it is, guys. Maybe I don't deserve this. But you know what? Like, I have no regrets. I have no regrets. Because, you know, I don't just shit talk online. Everyone that has ever played a sport with me or whatever knows I will shit talk in person. And no regrets, man. No regrets.
You remember that Ben Roethlisberger? What was it, like Shaq versus?
Yes, yeah.
And it was like, Grand Theft Auto, that's probably like you, I would imagine.
Yeah, they're like, just talking.
Like, his B-Row can talk some shit, too. He was funny.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's B-Row part of the game, dude. That's part of any competitive game is some shit talking. Like, I hate how they're trying to remove that in this PC world, man. I love this shit talking. I mean, look at our final. Yeah, Jordan was famous, like, pretty much in the heyday of the NBA. Is Ken still around? Ken, what's up?
Yeah, I'm still around. What?
You got nothing to chime in on this?
No, dude, I'm sorry. Like, you know, this has been a crazy podcasting experience for me. So let me break the fourth wall here like Deadpool for a second. My neighbor just, like, you know what happens? Steve, you know this. When you are identified as, like, the computer guy,
mm-hmm.
like, people just come out of the woodwork. Ugh. To give you, like, random-ass stuff. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, like, during the whole podcast, you know, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to, you know, get my podcast on. My neighbor, who is, like, 16, going out for, like, football scholarships and stuff, he's, like, banging on my door. I'm trying to quell my dog, Fiero. And he's like, hey, Ken, I got this MacBook. I'm looking at this MacBook, too. It's old as hell. And he's like, I got Final Cut on it, and I got Premiere on it. And I want to keep those, but can you clean everything else off? I don't know, like, jackal about Macs. I don't want to know anything about Macs.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it that people are just rolling up to my house, you know, like 9:45 at night, just giving me random computers? There's no, like, hey, let me throw in, like, $20 for you. The only thing he gave me, he was like, hey, I have this USB drive if you want to save anything to it. It's 256 megabytes.
Nice.
So I'm trying to listen to, like, you know, you raging out at, like, Java and stuff. And this dude just gives me this old computer. The wallpaper is some girl made out of, like, little pictures, like little mosaic thing. It's supposed to be, like, artsy and stuff. He didn't even give me a charger for it. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Reformat, man. Just reformat.
No, because I got to keep, like, Final Cut, and I don't even know how to reformat a Mac. You probably have to buy software to reformat it.
You should have been like, look, I'm not a Mac guy. I'm not a Mac guy. We work with... At work, our system administrator is like a Linux guy and a Mac guy. And like anything on Windows, he's like, nope, 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 not gonna, can't help you. He's like, I'm not a Windows guy.
Well, that, you know, it's funny because that's what happened to me and my parents, because my parents would always ask me for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, I was like, look, I'm not gonna work on your computer anymore, because they got like some Best Buy Celeron computer for like $200. And, you know, it's like, everything. It's like a single core 32-bit 1.2 processor. I'm trying everything I can to make this thing go faster. So I was like, look, I'll build you a computer for $500. It'll be faster than anything else that you can buy. But that's the only thing I'm going to work on. So I come over one day, and there's like a new like $3,000 Mac there. And I just sit back and start laughing. My mom's like, what's so funny? I was like, I can never help you another day in my life. And that's what I needed. I told the kid, I was like, look, I don't really know what's going on with Mac.
Uh-huh.
You know, Julie has an iPad. Every time I use it, I want to punch the screen out. It's so unintuitive to use. So hey, we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, it sounds like you live the exciting life, computer guy.
Not really. Flash guy wants to go back in retirement. I don't want anybody else to ask me for any computer stuff, any web stuff, except if it's you guys. You're cool. But everyone else, hate them.
You're cool. You're cool. You're cool. Fuck you. You're cool. No, and I was like, fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. I'm out.
You gotta let that hate out of your heart, Ken.
Next time I see that Jackie woman, I'm gonna mm-hmm. punch her in her fat face.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll let the hate out of her.
And next time I see her, I'll be like, hey, have you asked Ken about any computer help? You should go, you know, get some computer help from.
Well, it's funny because her parents, who always used to ask me for computer help, they transitioned to a Mac too. So I said, sorry, brah. Can't help you. I was out.
Well, this is kind of the best things that can happen for you, man.
You know what? There are a lot of good things that could happen to me. Everyone going over to Max, it's probably on the short list of good things that could happen to me. You're right.
Yeah. Well, you know, so we were basically just saying that we're tired of competitive edge going.
We're tired of it. It just doesn't exist.
People killing trash talk. I'm sorry. That's it. Like, League of Legends wants to ban me for talking trash.
Oh, well, that's been going on for like a year now, isn't it?
Kills me inside, man. If I ever get banned from this game, oh my lord, man. I don't even
know. I remember we were talking about that like probably like 6 months ago.
I will say I have
spent. You're like, I have to lay low because I spent so much money on League.
Dude, yeah, I have spent so much money. If they ban me, dude, oh my God. I will honestly lose my shit. I will just lose my shit.
Yeah, I was definitely going to chime in because I remember.
Like, there should be an amount of money you spend on a game where they just can't ban you anymore. And if there was, I have certainly passed that. I have passed that threshold.
For all the for everybody who's listening out there, here's I guess like here's the latest three rages that I can remember from you, Steve. So there was it was either Bodog or Ultimate Bet playing poker online.
Oh Jesus!
Where like I think someone sucked out on you and you just like grabbed your keyboard and started smashing it on the desk. That broke. I think it broke your headset. I didn't know what happened to you.
Yeah.
We went on a cruise recently. We were playing Fun 21, which was not fun.
Oh, and God. Yeah.
At some point, I just had to stop talking to you, and you just, like, walked off the cruise ship. Like, walked on, you know, walked off into the balcony. You're like, I got to get some air. It was, like, cold as hell, windy as hell. You just, like, went out there. There was another time, I think the last time I was in a legitimate casino with you, where I think you lost all your money on blackjack. The ATM, I think, like, put a hold on you because you were withdrawing so fast. And then, like, you got some money and then just started playing like craps or like roulette or something and putting like all your nuts on like one thing. I was like, this is getting dicey.
Yeah. So there's
been a couple rage moments.
Yeah. There's been some, well, rage moments in gambling definitely have happened. But, you know,
I'll tell you, when you play roulette, the best way to do it is break them down to like ones and just start going on all the corners. That's the way to play roulette.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
because you just can't. It's hard just to pick like one number. I went over to AC for Mike's birthday, and so we're just kind of just playing. And if you just play, even just like you know, red and black, you know that'll piss you off pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, that's your best odds. Actually, roulette is you know, all your odds are pretty much the payouts are exactly what your odds are, you know, like if you're playing like one third, then the payout's 2-1. If you're playing red or black, you know, your odds are pretty much 49-49 or 48% to hit red or black, and the payout's, you know, 1-1. So yeah, I mean, black roulette's like the payouts are exact, but you know, certainly I have been pissed at times.
And then there was a time when you were getting on the cruise ship and then you had to go through security twice and then you thought that they were going to find your alcohol that you were smuggling in.
Yep.
And you just like, you just went off on people.
No, I didn't go off on people. Look, they pretty much thought we were like terrorists because apparently we bought the ticket the day before the cruise or something, which was bullshit, but I didn't really buy the ticket. So I don't know. I mean, you bought the ticket for us.
Oh, but, Julie did. I'm not allowed to touch money in the family anymore.
Well, you're right. I didn't want to get caught with my alcohol, and I feel like I already made it through the damn security checkpoint, so I wasn't trying to go back through again for a more thorough investigation when I got a fucking bag of vodka in my bag. So, yeah. You know what? I figured, you know,
all they're gonna do is just confiscate it. You know, you're not gonna get kicked.
Yeah, then you know how much money I would have spent that trip, man. You know.
I know. Money, you know, booze is not cheap.
Yeah, I mean, like, first off, I was trying to be, you know, I was trying to be as thrifty as possible on that trip. I mean, not all of us can be like Ken's sister-in-law that hasn't bought gas for 6 months and. Or, you know, didn't buy gas for a year and only paid like $20 on the cruise because she got everyone else to buy her drinks, including Ken.
No, I tried not to buy her cruises, but I would buy. Here's what had happened. What had happened was I would try and buy Steve a drink. I'd be like, yo, Steve, thanks for coming on the cruise. Let me buy you a drink. And then she would just go off with Steve and then order a drink and put it on the tab. When I was like, hey, Steve, take my, you know, sail and sign card or whatever. She would just sneak on. I wasn't trying to buy her anything.
Yeah,
she's giving me nothing but disease.
Well, she's 25 going on 17.
She's pretty evil. No, she definitely can. She takes pride in using people to buy her stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And that's just I can't stand that. I can't stand that.
Yeah, it bothered me quite a bit too. She was last time she was over. She was like, "Hey, brother-in-law, you want to make me a drink?" And I was like, "Nope." And she's like, but you have to. I'm a girl. I was like, I'm married, so I don't have to do anything for girls anymore. I try and do stuff for Julie, and she hates everything I do for her anyway, so whatevs.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying, Bubba.
Oh, you never win.
No, you don't. You know, the day I win will be the day I die.
That's depressing. That's a real. That's a real.
Well, welcome to marriage. I think that's the whole idea. The whole idea is to get you in that situation so you will die. So then eventually they'll just. That's why their lifespan's long. That's why women's lifespan's longer.
Oh, it's true.
Weed us out.
I mean, she gives me, you know, that Gatorade and she puts that thallium in it. That's what every wife uses to kill her husband because it's odorless and tasteless. So, yeah, every day I die a little bit.
Is that what she's doing, man? She's killing you a little bit at a time?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So today, you know, we're trying to do the podcast and stuff, and she's like, hey, I got to go to karate, even though she's been sick for the last 3 weeks, allegedly. So I had to. So she brings, like, our kids up to karate, even though, like, they all have ADD or whatever, and they're, like, spacing out and stuff like kids do. I had to drive all the way up there, get all these kids while she gets to gallivant around and do sports and stuff. You know, I'm trying to do a podcast, and they're, like, jumping around and, like, throwing each other off bunk beds and stuff. Marriage. Get married, everybody. It's fun.
No, that's advice to live by, man. I think everybody should get married at least once.
You know, that's great advice. You know, just try it at least once. See,
yeah.
See what's up.
Yeah.
And then get out.
Yeah. I mean, everybody should get divorced once, right? No.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Julie, tomorrow I'll tell her, you're fine.
Hey, by the way, this is a really random note. You know Ric Flair? Actually, he spoke for the night. He actually did like
he did the
Niners.
That was
so funny.
Win. The Nature Boy.
Whoa! Actually, I listened to it. It was pretty good.
Did he say, "Hey, Cap, you want to beat the man, woo!"
He's a very one hell of a public speaker. I'll tell you that.
He was a motivational speaker. I mean, he got Patrick Willis probably primed up and ready to go.
Uh-huh.
On the flip side, apparently Hulk Hogan, like, he released like a his own little video to hype up the Patriots because apparently he's a big Patriots fan, brother.
Oh Jesus,
brother.
Brother.
Was it the one when he was naked on the wrecking ball, or was it the one with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife? Which video was it?
Oh, I don't know. These weren't videos. I heard audio, not video. Oh,
okay.
Brother.
You better check your computer. You might have one of those Hulk videos on your computer, Bo. You might want to check that out.
Whenever I click with it, part of the mouse, the White Ranger song turns on. So.
Hey, speaking of podcasts, ours is fantastic, by the way. Steve, you should check out Stone Cold's podcast. I listened to like 10 minutes of it. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, I've heard some of it before. Well, did you say it's ridiculous in a good way? Or
know. It's just like going on for like 10 minutes, calling everyone like mother effer and some bitch and beer, some bitch, some bitch, some bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty entertaining if you like Stone Cold, I guess.
Yeah.
So maybe you hear him drink the beer?
I do not know. I don't think he drank.
Like, I actually don't think he's that big of a drink. Or, I mean, he's probably like a decent drinker, but I don't think he drinks a lot of beer. I mean, really, beer is pretty bad for you. So, if you're like trying to be a health nut or whatever, you'll drink more whiskey. And...
What was he ever like a super fit guy? Though he's had a little bit of a belly to him. I don't know. I don't want wrestling like that. But
yeah, but he's like beer 50, gives you he's 50 something years old and retired. I mean, imagine how fast he could blow up if he's just. Sitting around drinking beer all day.
Hey,
Stone Cold would be like 500 pounds.
Steve, you want me to drop some a nugget on you? Some breaking
news? Yeah, let's go on.
The WWE has just announced the WWE Network. 24/7 streaming network, which will feature all 12 WWE live pay-per-view events. Because, yes, they do have one horrible one every single month.
Mm-hmm.
For only $9.99 per month.
That's not bad, actually. That's really good.
Wow.
It's pretty cheap, especially if it includes the
pay. Yeah, if it includes the pay-per-views for only $10 a month,
yeah,
it's not bad. Even though I don't really get pay-per-views anymore, I just watch them online.
Right, right.
I only get the ones that people like. All of our friends will just, I don't know, for some reason, people will just be like, "Hey, Ken, you're gonna get this pay-per-view," and I'm like, "Okay," but it's okay. I mean, people chip in and stuff, but
yeah.
Like most of the pay-per-views, I just watch the stream.
Right.
Did you do the UFC pay-per-view where Silver snaps his leg in half?
Nah.
I watched that for free online though, and it did. I kind of died inside when he lost.
Oh, really? I would have thought the year would have been happy. Cause
he's he's fun to watch. He was fun to watch. He's old. I guess he just got old, man. Father time catches us all.
Doesn't catch me.
Yeah. Good luck.
No, Barrett those catch are me, but not father time.
Wife and kids will slow you down.
They try to. That's why you got to reverse the doorknobs and just lock them in the rooms. What? Did I say that?
That's not a bad idea. I mean,
it's good.
Because then they can't just, like, stroll into your room.
I think the word was that there might have been a family member who had, like, some psychological issues. So to keep him from getting out, they locked him in. That sounds like a movie trailer.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like Hugo Simpson, like the bad, like, remember when Bart had a twin? Maybe you guys remember this. It was like one of those, like, Halloween specials where Bart had, like, a twin stuck in the attic. So I would imagine that family member went crazy. He was local.
He could. There might be a local family member, but you know, if you go too deep in anyone's family tree, you find the locos.
Mm-hmm. No, sure. You don't even have to go that deep.
That's for
no.
And either your trees.
You don't have to go deep in my trees. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Loco.
Bubba's tree's right at the root.
If you say so.
Yeah, you know what, though? I think that's what we got for this podcast.
That's what we got.
I think that's what we got, yeah. We got to wrap it up as this.
Oh, hey, let me wrap it up real quick. Link Between Worlds, fantastic game. Almost a 10 out of 10.
Okay. Oh,
I gave it a 10 out of 10. I don't know. It's a fantastic game.
Yeah. No, I saw your review for it. I mean, it looks like a hell of a game.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
That was a good thing.
Maybe I did give it a 10 out of 10.
I'm going to buy a 3DS.
It was a reason to get a 3DS. And, you know, Lucas, my oldest son, keeps on waking up, or at least when I was playing Link Between Worlds, and he was like, every time I try to play the 3DS, I don't know where it is, and then I see you, and you have it.
Oh.
This is supposed to be a gift for him.
That's what it reminds me of my old Game Boy days. Like, when I got one for Christmas, my dad was playing the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just kicking out the reviews these days, huh? Look at you.
No, it's just two, and then I'm going to go back into my hole. Now that Top Top's back. Top Top's back on the site because I guess Julie let him emerge from his new baby slumber. So I'm back out.
Ooh, Jesus.
If you want to see me, you got to come on the podcast. If I show up for it, that is.
Nah. Fair enough. Well, thank you for joining us for this one, and thank everybody for listening. So
thanks.
Yeah, this is Noobcast 35, and as always, check us out at New Gamer Nation. Check us out at Twitter, New Gamer Nation, YouTube, New Gamer Nation, and Facebook, New Gamer Nations. It's your boy Dropping Loot.
It's your boy Brandon.
Yo, this is your boy Focus On. Thanks for joining the podcast.
Bye bye.
Peace.